this podcast thanks to the REDAC Advanced Learning Skills Course, helping students improve the way they learn, read, study, and take examinations. Call 9744 3135.
Well, the second rugby test on tomorrow in Melbourne, Australia versus the British and Irish Lions for the Tom Richards Cup. Tom Richards was an Australian military officer born in Emmaville in New South Wales, where the great Australian sprinter Debbie Wells was born in Emmaville in 1882. He was the only rugby player ever to play for both Australia and the British Lions, hence the cup is named after him, the Tom Richards Cup. He also played rugby in South Africa, France, Italy and Switzerland. And in 1908, the Times newspaper in London described him as, quote, the first man to be picked for Earth if we were ever to play Mars. Isn't that lovely? It's an interesting Australian team. Beric Barnes is out. Digby Ione, a mercurial player, is out. Jesse Mogg, a quite electrifying fullback from the Brumbies, is on the bench. Christian Lealiafano, after lasting a minute in Brisbane, has been cleared to resume. I've told you many times this boy can play. Watch him tomorrow night. Christian Lealiafano, very, very gifted. Joe Tamani will play on the left wing, a Brumbies player. It'll be his second test cap. The magnificent Israel Folau on the other wing. Last week, Israel Folau became just the 19th Wallaby to score two or more tries on test debut. This is all at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne. Interestingly, only one player, a New South Wales winger, Owen Crossman, has scored two tries on debut for Australia and followed up with a try in his second test. Crossman played against the New Zealand Maoris in 1923. Some interesting figures in the front row. Ben Alexander, a very talented player, becomes the fourth prop to appear in 50 tests for the Wallabies. Al Bax has played 69. Ben Robinson, who will appear tomorrow night as the other prop, has played 57. And Ewan McKenzie, the Queensland coach, 51. So for the first time ever, we'll enter a test match with all three front rowers, props and hooker, having played in excess of 50 test matches. In fact, Stephen Moore, the hooker, is the most capped Australian hooker ever. Tomorrow will be his 78th test match. Well, I think everyone knows my views about all of this. If we want to win, we're going to have to attack. The only way to defend is to attack. There are a couple of little geniuses in this Australian team, and there are a couple who aren't and should be in it. One of them's Curtly Beale, who could be anything and do anything. But as evidence of the fact that a lot of people don't think attack, remember last Saturday when Beale broke through, there was no one on either side to support him. Support would have won the test for us. But the man of the match last week, I don't know who he was, but my man of the match was the mercurial Queensland halfback, Will Genia. He is the best halfback in the world. He was the bloke behind the Folau try, remember? And I guess the coach would be saying, kick for touch, not Will Genia. He took a quick tap, the defence closed in on him, put a kick in behind the defence. Israel grabbed it and scored. This kid loves attack, and it's a pleasure to watch him. He's a Brisbane Boys College boy. He was born in Port Moresby. He's only 25. Played for the Australian Schoolboys in 2005. Was part of the Australian Under-19 team that won the IRB World Championships in 2006. He made his debut for Queensland, Will Genia, in 2007 when he was 19. He's played 84 games for Queensland. He's won a Super Rugby competition with Queensland in 2011. He made his test debut in 2009 when he was 21. He's played 42 tests for Australia, and he has captained the Wallabies against America in the World Cup in 2011. He is Australia's 78th Australian captain. As you know, he had a serious knee injury in September last year. Didn't get back on the field until March this year, and he's only as big as a wine glass, but he's strong. He can bench press 172 kgs. This boy is the best in the world, and I love him because his middle name, I'm sure, is Attack. I'm sure Mum christened him William Attack Genia. He's on the line. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Alan. Thank you very much for the introduction.
Boring interview because I just love the way you play and I love your decision-making, eh? Genia goes well, the team goes well.
Look, I just like to attack. I mean, it's something that's been instilled in me from the Queensland Reds days, and something that is a philosophy that Ewan McKenzie brought into our play, the Queensland, and you just bring it
that's
in.
That's why you've got the ball, play. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd love to have your mate there beside you, I can tell you, but that's another story, and you can't comment on that. But, you know, if we got, we're going to have to attack tomorrow night, aren't we? And they're weak out wide.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've kind of changed the focus a little bit. We saw a few opportunities that if we dared ourselves to run the ball a little bit more, I think there are opportunities.
Correct.
So We've shifted that focus, and we're looking to play a little bit more and play a little bit more running rugby.
You saw that last week. I mean, you must faint and have dyspepsia. We've put the ball down the great big winger George Smith's throat, and he scores. I mean, you don't give the balls the bank, isn't it? We're not going to give it back to him, I hope, tomorrow night, are we?
No, absolutely. I think our kicking was a little bit poor from all of us. I think we gave them too much easy access to the game by giving them the ball with, if you're going to kick, it's either contestable with man on ball or it's long and into space.
Yes.
And I think we were guilty of giving them easy possession.
Good on you. Great stuff. 100% in what you said. I mean, you've got to kick, but when you kick, you've got to make them uncomfortable, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, we were guilty on many occasions of doing that, and there's none more so obvious than George North when he got the ball with time and space and was able to score that try.
I know. Magnificent performance. Great tap by you. I suppose you were meant to kick for touch. No, don't answer that. I bet you were meant to kick for touch and you didn't. God, I was glad you took that tap, ran it to the defence, put it in behind the defence, and there's Israel. What a debut, for Israel.
Yeah, look, he's a magnificent player. He's an incredible athlete. You know, I was so privileged to even just train with the guy, just seeing his ability his speed, his size, his strength, his ability under the high ball. And, the good thing for him is that he prepared really well and he gave himself every opportunity to play well. And, the rest is history. He was outstanding on the weekend.
Well, you've got Folau and then Beale, who's a childhood prodigy, this Beale, out wide. I mean, Will, I don't want to sort of, put the mocker on you, but this game could be won in the first 20 minutes if we use the ball. I mean, they wouldn't stop Beale or Folau. They've got to manage both of them. They can't handle both of them.
Use the ball and play a little bit more. And you guys got like Kirtley. You want to give him the ball with time and space, give it to him early and create opportunities. And, the best thing about having those two guys is that they're in close proximity to each other. So if Kirtley gets the ball, and Israel's start of the field, he can create time
That's right.
for him.
That's it.
Time and space for himself. So if we can do that effectively, we can score some points.
And plus the fact that the defence, if you do that early, the defence, and you may not get any points, but the defence has got to then drift onto Beale and Folau out wide. Hello, what happens? A gap is left for Genia straight outside where the ball is being played. I mean, it happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the more threats you have in the park, the more you, I guess, able to use them and use them effectively, space opens up everywhere.
Across That's the right.
If we can do it well, there should be space, not only for myself and other players, but everyone.
Good on you. Well, listen, I'll be in the Alan Jones stand, which is my TV and a comfortable chair, tracksuit on. I always watch in the Alan Jones stand, but I love the Australian tradition of attacking rugby and playing with the football, and you live and breathe it. So very proud of you, Will, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Alan. I really appreciate it.
This podcast, thanks to the REDAC Advanced Learning Skills Course, helping students improve the way they learn, read, study, and take examinations. Call 9744 3135.